Joy Tactics.
We're recording right now.
Bruh.
Sorry. All right. Oh, we're fucking going.
All right. Wait. Be serious for a second. There's no. This is not a moment for laughing.
Just,
after
yeah,
what's
yeah,
just
yeah,
happened.
Yeah. So, yeah. This, first off, we just want to say, take some accountability. All
yep.
three of us. Right.
That's right.
Now. And you, this is probably a rare instance. You probably don't hear podcasters owning up to what they've done. Jack, are you in this or what? This is the fucking accountability episode. And you're
I
doing
am
fucking
bowing.
Cat
I'm
cow right
bowing
now.
Down.
No, I am bowing you're in humility. I'm bowing in humility and shame, by the way. This is not a pose that you would ever see somebody like Joe Rogan or Bobby Santino do because they're not able to admit their weaknesses. And I bow. I humbly bow. And with shame, I bow.
Right.
If you don't think I meeting... woke up and bowed with shame for about 20 minutes and then put my phone in a Ziploc baggie and got in a shower, made it fucking as hot, boiling hot as it could go to scald my skin. And then read the Reddit comments and YouTube comments while punching the fucking shower wall. And you have another thing coming because that's exactly what I did, man. And that was just the first 30 minutes of atonement that I took this morning.
And just know, by the way, go easy on him. I know that when you know, just know that if you post a comment that is criticizing the podcast, it's just criticizing Eric because Eric is the one who takes all the group punishment.
Right.
That's right. Well, I do it because I volunteer. You guys edited the early episodes and you did all that and I didn't pay you a dime. So I said, I'm going to take all the fucking heat. I'm going to read
the burden.
I'm going to be like Jesus and absorb the sin. So
right.
Nate,
I was just thinking
I think
that.
You are God. Jack, you are the Holy Spirit and I would be Jesus of the triune. celestial being that runs this podcast. So I was happy. I'm always happy to take the heat.
For anybody who doesn't maybe know what we're referencing, in Monday's episode, it was pretty messy. We had on Donald Trump. We platformed him. And we received a lot of heat. We weren't prepared for an interview of that caliber. He used us
and
to
we should have pushed back way more. We should have. And I regret it, and I regret not asking him the tough questions, but when you try and fucking be in a room with one of the most powerful people on the planet,
yeah,
and see where your critical thinking skills, where they go.
And you fail to recognize the power of charm. Charm is not just something you learn in a book. It is a almost magical power that a lot of leaders nowadays have in spades.
Okay?
He charmed us. He wooed us.
And let it be known, I do find it interesting that charming is used as a, not a pejorative, but a compliment. When
right.
really a charm is a fucking spell. People who charm you want to harm you. A charm is a harm. Remember that next time you're going up against the leprechaun of the cereal box. Remember that?
That's right. Jesus.
Oh,
you know, we should start complimenting people who have no charm and who are just directly honest.
All right, Eric, I fuck with you about that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And we should have no decorum. You know what I mean? We should just have pure honesty. Maybe that's what we need.
Right, right. And with that, we're going to bring on our guest for the show. Netanyahu is going to be on he's coming on the tour from, he
funny,
did the
man.
Nelk Boys and now he's on.
Yeah.
Remember when he goes like, my favorite's Burger King and what's his name? This is not Steiny, but the other guy goes, that's your biggest L yet.
Ooh.
That's your biggest L take. Burger King?
That's that moment where a lightning bolt went and struck fucking, you know what I'm saying, like Brittany Murphy, rest in peace, and she went back to life for a second, saw that happen and said, I'm good, and smacked herself with the spade and went
back
in the
chilling
hole.
In the underworld. Yeah.
Because the, yeah.
By the way, there's no, with how special and fine Brittany Murphy was, I know that she's in the old style underworld, like the ones that
wait.
That has like the River Styx. You know what I mean?
Wait, you
and
think
you know who Megara is?
Oh God!
You know Megara?
No. Are you? Oh, who's that?
Megara is. Well, she's in that game Hades.
And are you?
Isn't?
Are you?
Isn't the river of Styx
and
like,
Hercules?
That's basically like what's it called, purgatory. The way to hell, right?
Oh, really?
Right. So she might be chilling there and having a good ass time, from what I can suspect. Because it's, I'm trying to compliment her and saying she's.
Why did you put her
cool
in hell?
Even in
why after did you?
Heaven's boring, bro. You think any celebrities are in heaven? Any good ones? I mean, with taste.
Based on the pictures, based on the graffiti I've seen of RBG, a lot of celebrities are in heaven right now.
Yeah.
No, heaven's for losers, bro. Hell is. Oh, you know what quote I can't stop saying lately? Hell is empty and all the devils are here. Do you know what that means?
That
hell
just
is
taking
empty
time to,
and all the devils
absorb that
are here.
Yeah, we got it the first time. We get it. Yeah.
Think about
it. I don't
that
fully get it. I mean, I hear it and I get it. I get the text, but I don't think I understand the. What's
here's
that
what
from
it means, bro. We come up with monsters and villains in our head. And we come up with Frankenstein's monsters and Draculi and different slithering creatures. And we imagine how evil that could be. We imagine Satan and the horrors of hell. Well, let me tell you this. Look no further than your neighbor across the street. Or look no further than the mirror. Because the real evil is amongst men and amongst humanity. I'll just leave it there for you. Let you connect the rest of the dots there.
Eric, have you had anything to drink today?
No, but I did just hit the Zen, and I can feel it hitting right now. Oh, I haven't
Eric
eaten very much.
Oh, Eric.
Oh, boy.
Here, let me.
I miss
this
you
is
guys
just. This is on my mind right now, so I'm just. I just. There's no segue, but my feed right now is just completely. People that have interfaced with aliens telepathically. And it's just something I can't stop thinking about.
Walk
so
us through it.
Well, this is one that I it's just running through my brain constantly all day since I saw it. A guy, this is on the Sean Ryan podcast, of course.
Sean Ryan, American hero, nothing wrong with him. Great physique, great head shape, amazing polos.
Who's Sean Ryan?
I would
Ryan
do anything to be on the Sean Ryan podcast. Anything. That's why I want to get abducted so I can just get on.
You have to earn it.
God, I've done nothing. I have nothing to give Sean Ryan, and that kills me. Like, I have nothing that he would. But anyways, there's an old man on there, and he was some, I don't know, worked in a fucking Air Force base or something like that, and he claims to have telepathically communicated with a alien. And he said, how do I get to Alpha Centauri, where he's from, the whatever star system or something like that? This is where his people are from. And he said, if I told you, you wouldn't understand. And he said, you're communicating with me telepathically, okay? Use what's in my brain right now to try and describe how I would get to your planet. And he said, okay, I'll try. You know, in a Rubik's cube, and Jack, I feel like this is like Benzingerian logic. What do they call it?
Benzingerian.
Benzingerian.
Well, if you're a real one, you say Benzinguilian, but I'm not.
Benzinguilian.
Is that?
Of course.
Wait, I don't think that's right. Benzinguian. I actually don't know.
Anyway, he said that imagine a Rubik's cube. And I feel like this is how you would describe this technology to somebody. And he's like, imagine every cube on the Rubik's cube is a part of the periodic table, a different element. Okay.
Holy shit.
Now you guys need to stop thinking about traveling to another planet via distance by going fast in one straight line. That's not how you do it. He said, this is what we do. All you got to do is flip the Rubik's cube and match the elements with the other element. So
change the lock, move the exactly pattern. Maybe the lock isn't still closed, but it's opened and to the left. Do you understand? I'm not. Was exactly. it on this fucking podcast? Yesterday, I was using a Rubik's Cube analogy to describe something. Was it to you? We'll never know.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.